Daily Breakthrough Bread, August 20th, 2026. God is not who your worst experience says he is. Psalm 13, verses 1 to 6, key verse. But I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Psalm 13, verse 5, KJV. There are experiences that can quietly rewrite our picture of God if we are not careful. Moments when what we are going through begins to tell us what God must be like. A painful loss, a series of prayers that appear unanswered, a sin or habit we have struggled with for years, or a prolonged season of suffering can all make one question God. David experienced such a moment which prompted him to say this, How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? Psalm 13, verse 1, KJV. Four times he asks, How long? The repetition reveals the weight of what he was experiencing. It had gone on long enough for David to feel forgotten. And that is where suffering can become dangerous to the soul. It is possible to endure a difficult circumstance and still worship God, but when the circumstance becomes our explanation of God, something deeper is happening. David's words show us how easily a hurting heart can move in that direction. Yet something remarkable happens before the psalm ends. David receives no explanation for God's apparent silence. His circumstances are not neatly resolved in the final verses. Yet he says, But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. David made God's mercy the foundation of his faith and not his circumstances. Even though he began by asking whether God had forgotten him, he ended by declaring that he had trusted in God's mercy. Whatever David could not understand about his circumstances, he would not allow those circumstances to have the final word about who God is. That is something every believer must learn. We can be tempted to judge God's heart by his present dealings with us. When he does not answer as quickly as we hoped, we question his care. When he permits something painful, we question his goodness. When he seems silent, we question his presence. I am not saying that you pretend that everything is fine. Psalm 13 begins with anguish, and David brings that anguish sincerely to God. Perhaps something in your life has been whispering that God is not who the Scripture says he is. Your experience is real, your feelings are real, but none of them is the final authority on God's character. David could not see the whole picture, neither can we, but he had something more trustworthy than his interpretation of his circumstances, the mercy of God. The man who began by asking, Wilt thou forget me? Ends by remembering God's mercy. Prayer. Lord, there are things I do not understand, and sometimes my circumstances make me question your heart toward me. Forgive me when I allow what I cannot see to speak louder than what you have revealed. Teach me to trust your mercy, even when I cannot trace your hand. Amen. Today's challenge, read Psalm 13, verses 1 to 6. Pay attention to the movement of David's heart. Notice how the psalm begins, what David asks God to do, and what he chooses to trust before the psalm ends. Then ask yourself, what experience am I allowing to tell me something about God that Scripture has not told me? What would change if instead of interpreting God's character through my circumstances, I brought my circumstances under what I already know about his character? Key takeaway. Your worst experience can tell you how deeply you hurt, but it cannot tell you who God is. Trust his mercy even when you cannot understand his silence. This has been Daily Breakthrough Bread from Ever-Growing Christians. Find today's reading and the ones before it at evergrowingchristians.com.